Baseball has been an important part of the city of Biloxi, Mississippi for almost a century. The minor leagues go back to the opening of the 20th century, and in the 30s and 40s, major league teams played spring training ball right there on the Gulf Coast. Hello, everybody. This is Greg Stewart. Welcome to Sports and Commentary. It's a show you helped to sponsor with that generous tax-deductible gift to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. You can find us online for more information, or if you'd like to give, at WWIB.com. Today, Biloxi's home to Milwaukee's AA affiliate, the Shuckers, and up in the front office with the club is one-time big league catcher Barry Lyons, and he's back with me on Sports and Commentary. So you grew up in Biloxi. You're a hometown kid, and bringing baseball back, professional baseball back to your city was a passion of yours. You got it done. Share a little bit of the Biloxi baseball story, the history, will you, Barry, that goes back to the turn of the century in the 1900s.
Well, I was the youngest of four boys, and had great athletes and a loving mom and dad that sacrificed immensely for my brothers and I to play sports. And all of my brothers were college athletes, and unfortunately, injuries were the primary reason that they did not further their career into the professional ranks. But I was fortunate to be the youngest. And I had a dream to be a big league ball player as a kid, and God blessed me with talent and with a lot of people that came into my life at very opportune times that helped me, and played on some great teams, played for some great coaches, and was able to carve out a 14-year professional playing career. But at the tail end of my career, I had a vision to bring minor league baseball to my hometown. I had experienced the joys and the highs of minor league baseball all over the country and even out of the country during my career. And I really wanted that for my hometown. So 25 years ago, I approached our mayor of Biloxi, Mississippi, and he looked at me like I was crazy. But 25 years later, with a lot of hard work, a lot of perseverance, and a lot of highs and lows and near misses and close calls and a lot of things finally fell into place, and we were able to get a deal struck and get a team to move in, the AA team from Huntsville, Alabama, which was a Brewers affiliate, and the rest is history, I guess you can say. The Shuckers, their first season, played most of the first half of the season on the road because the ballpark construction was delayed. They had an amazing first season, lost in the championship series for the Southern League championship, but had a great year nonetheless. It's been awesome. I'm not involved in the ownership of the ball club. That's a long story for another day, but my heart is in it. I've invested in this with everything that I am and everything that I have, and the good Lord has blessed us with a beautiful ballpark, a great affiliation with the Brewers, a lot of talent, and just a fan base that's passionate about the Shuckers. All ball clubs would like to draw more fans and see more and more people come enjoy what we have to offer, but all in all, it's been an amazing 4.5 years, and I'm just thrilled to be a part of it. I love my role as ambassador, and I get to do a lot of different things, but getting to know these ball players and encouraging them and watching them play and watching them grow, it's an honor and a blessing.
You bet. So how'd the team get the name the Shuckers, Barry?
Well, the ownership group hired a marketing group to come in, and they did some studying of the history of this area. The Mississippi Gulf Coast back in the 1920s and 30s was considered or labeled the seafood capital of the world. We were one of the first areas to can and ship seafood all over the country, and all over the world for that matter. And the Shuckers is a name that that represents those men and women that would shuck oysters. The oysters was is still a staple of this community. Seafood is fresh and wonderful and has a great legacy here. And I think the ownership tied into sort of that blue-collar theme, like the Brewers and the Packers and now the Shuckers. It's I think, representative of the working people of a community, and I think it was mixed feelings when the name first was adopted, but people have grown to love it, and I think it's a great representation of this community, and it's all about hard work. It's all about getting in there day to day and you know, grinding, if you will, and getting the job done. And certainly shucking oysters is not a glamorous job, but certainly the end result is wonderful seafood and a wonderful way to make a living for some people. Like all businesses and all industries, we've had hard times with hurricanes and natural disasters and the oil spill 10 years ago and things like that have hurt it at times, but nonetheless, I think the Shuckers name and the Shuckers organization have been well received here.
All right, Barry Lyons, the team ambassador for the Milwaukee Brewers AA team in Biloxi, Mississippi, on the phone with me. Now, he played in the bigs, won a World Series ring with the Mets. You would think that his life would have been just, you know, smooth sailing. Hasn't been that way, but the distress and the difficulties have turned him to a personal relationship with Christ. We'll talk about what happened and how that happened, how he found Jesus as his personal Savior next time with Barry Lyons. Barry, thanks for being here. Appreciate you taking the time, all right?
Thank you, Greg.